beginning in verse 1, Psalms 116, and here the psalmist said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, we thank you this morning that we have this opportunity. We can come and look into your word, and Father, today that we can deliver the message you've laid upon our heart. We ask you today, dear Lord, that you might give us the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Father, today as we look into your word, we pray that you today will be the one that encourages and challenges and convicts. And for whatever need someone has in their life here today, Lord, we pray that you will meet that need. We ask you now, dear Lord, to give the honor and the glory to the one who loved us and gave himself for us and bore our sins upon the tree. In his wonderful holy name we pray, amen and amen. One of my favorite hymns, and nearly my favorite hymn, is There Is a Name I Love to Hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Amen. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. It seems to me that the old hymn writers, and I don't know much about some of the modern songs that I hear today and some of the words that they sing, but it seems that most of the older hymns that I read and that I study today and read about the authors, that they wrote most of their hymns as a message that God had delivered into their heart, some things that God had done for them. And you know, this morning, that's what we all need, for the Lord to do something for us. Because in our world this morning, people are searching everywhere and anywhere for rest and peace and joy. But today we find that as they look to fitness centers and financial centers, they'll look to find big sales at the mall or to television, pills and alcohol, success on the job or success in school or the success of your favorite football team. We're looking to politicians and governments and relationships and entertainment, sex and schemes. People are looking everywhere for a peace of mind, yet everywhere they look, all we find is yet another place where peace and joy are never found. So then, where is true and lasting peace and joy? Well, I think this morning these verses that I've read in your hearing that we read from Psalms 116, that we find God's answer to this crucial question. It's very simply this. The miracle of the ages today is that God's love and his mercy and his grace toward us is really the pinnacle of peace. The psalmist begins this particular psalm with a very wonderful beginning. He simply says, I love the Lord. And when I read that, I have to stop and think, do we, do I, do you love the Lord? You know, we know that that's the first and great commandment. And this morning, do we love the Lord? That's a great question that we have to ask ourselves. We could look over in the New Testament today, and Jesus would say that if you love me, you'll keep my word. you'll obey at what I tell you to do. We could find this morning that it would tell us that we're to be passionate in our worship toward the Lord. That this morning we're to love the brethren out of ourselves. All of that is true today, and it could become a message someday. But this morning, I just want to note a few things from this psalm today, and it's really a psalm of thanksgiving and a song of praise, and it's a psalm that was often sung at the Passover by the Jews, the psalm being their songbook. You read where Jesus and his disciples, as they observed the Passover and what we call the Last Supper, that after they had sang a hymn, and it might have been this particular hymn that they sang, this particular psalm this morning. But I want you to think what the psalmist is telling us here when he begins this psalm with a great exclamation, when he simply says, I love the Lord. Why did the psalmist love the Lord? Well, the same reason we should love the Lord this morning, and he gives us some reasons here in our text today. He says, first of all, I love the Lord because he listens to me. We should love the Lord today because he listens to us. Notice what he said. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. He has inclined his ear. That means today that he's cupped his ear. That this morning that he's listening very attentively. The Lord is listening very attentively this morning. He is this morning got his ear cupped toward you and toward I. He today is concentrating on me. He's concentrating on you. His ear is inclined toward us. He is listening to us this morning. You know, there are some things in life you have to be very careful about, and you have to listen very attentively to. I remember when I used to keep the book at basketball games. You had to listen for the whistle to blow. And then you had to listen very attentively to the official when he would tell who the foul was upon. Because today you wanted to make sure that you got everything right, and you had to have an absolute concentration and very attentively upon what was going on upon the basketball court. And you know, this morning the Lord is listening to you, and he's listening to me. And really, this morning, may I say, he's not just listening to you, he's listening for you. He's inclined his ear, and he's listening for you to call. He's listening for you to say something. He's very, very attentive this morning, and he's concentrating on you. He's concentrating on me. The Lord this morning, he listened in salvation. The Bible tells us this morning, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, he's listening this morning for people to call upon him for salvation. Someone says, I do not see how a holy and a good and gracious God could send anyone to hell. Well, understand this. God is not sending anybody to hell today. God has provided a way not to go to hell. And he's listening very attentively this morning for whosoever shall call upon this name. He's listening for someone to say, Lord, save me. Lord, I believe in Jesus and I accept him as my personal Savior. I want his blood to wash away my sins and I call upon his name, Lord, save me. That's what he's listening for today. All over the world right now, God is concentrating and attentive to someone who will call upon his name. You remember your experience when you called upon the name of the Lord? I don't know where you were or what you were doing. I know where I was and what I was doing. And I know that today that when I called upon the name of the Lord, that he heard me. Most important, thank God, he was listening for me. He was listening for me to call. He'd already sent His word. He'd already sent His spirit. He'd already convicted me of my sin. And He was simply listening for me to call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This past Tuesday, I went to the Monroe County Baptist Association has a minister's breakfast once a month, and sometimes I'm able to go. And this past Tuesday, I went, and a pastor there told about a man that he's now been diagnosed. He's probably not going to live very long. And he told about how that the Lord had laid this man upon his heart. And he said, one day I was driving, I was praying, and said, I stopped by and he happened to be there. And he said, I got out and I began to talk to him. And he said, through the years, rough living and some of the things that he had done had really adversely affected his body, and he was physically hurting. And he began to tell him about the Lord. And he said right there in his yard that he bowed his head and asked the Lord to come in and save him. You see, today you don't have to be in a church building. You don't have to be today in some religious place. The Lord is simply listening for you to call. Wherever you might be, God is saying, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
I'm glad that He's listening today. I'm glad that He listened when I called. I'm glad that He's listening this morning for sinners to call upon Him for salvation this morning. The words of the hymn by a man by the name of James Rowe, he wrote, I was sinking deep in sin, very deeply stained from in, far from the peaceful shore. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. I'm glad the master of the sea was listening, aren't you today?
Amen.
The psalmist said, I love the Lord because He hath inclined His ear toward me. He was listening to me in the situations of life. We have a lot of situations come up in our lives, don't we? We have sorrow and grief and pain. We have hurt and problems and troubles and storms. I mean, you know, the Lord is listening for us. You read in the book of Acts how that the Lord listened to those who faced many situations in the time of the early church. You read about a man by the name of Stephen who was accused of blasphemy and brought before the council. And there he was accused of being blasphemous toward God. And the Bible says that they rushed upon him and that they stoned him to death. But Stephen bowed his knees and cried unto God, lay not this sin under their charge. And the Bible says that Stephen, the heavens opened, and Stephen saw God. And he saw Jesus. And He gave him peace in that hour. See, this morning, I don't know what situation and problem and trouble and grief that you have today. But I can tell you this morning, the Lord will be listening for your cry. Paul and Silas were placed in prison for nothing more than preaching the word and delivering a little slave girl from demonic possession. They were beaten and placed into an inner prison. Conditions were horrid, and there in the Bible said in the midnight hour, they began to what? To pray and to sing. You know what God was listening for? He was listening for Paul and Silas. And that jailhouse began to rock, and this morning I can tell you that whatever situation you're in today, God is listening for you. Whatever problem it is. You know, sometimes we think, well, you know, that's a problem that no one can do anything about. You You know what our slogan here at Rocky Springs is? Very simple, isn't it? With God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, we either believe that or we don't. You think about that. We read the Bible and we find that God has done the impossible many times. He opened up the Red Sea for the children of Israel to cross over. He dried up the Jordan River that they might enter into the Promised Land. He, this morning, did not allow the fiery furnace to burn the three Hebrew children. He stopped the mouths of lions as Daniel was placed in there. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. He opened a virgin womb and brought forth a child. Peter was rescued from prison. You see, nothing today is impossible or too hard for the Lord. He brought salvation to unlikely people before. We talked about Paul and Silas a moment ago, and there in that jail was a hardened Roman jailer, a man who had to be so hardened to the conditions of the time, and his heart had to be nearly so hard that nothing could penetrate it. Yet when that jailhouse began to rumble, the doors began to fly open, and he fell down upon his knees and asked Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" I would imagine today that if they were to take a survey today that and they were to go to the city of Philippi, he would probably be the most unlikely candidate to ever come to Christ. But God can do the impossible today.
Amen.
He brought revival into an impossible place. Jonah was commanded to go to Nineveh and pronounce the judgment of God, yet the people repented in sackcloth and ashes. You see, today I don't know about a lot of places, but I know that God brought revival to Nineveh, so I guess he could bring it to anywhere. We serve a God of the impossible today. And in whatever situation you're finding yourself this morning, I want to tell you, if you'll call upon him, he's listening for you this morning. The Bible says he's there that we might find help in our time of trouble. I'm glad we can find help in our time of trouble. I'm glad we've got someone we can call upon who will listen to us. The psalmist said not only does he listen, but he also says that he lifts us. In verse 6, he said, "The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me." Brought low. Knocked down, pounced on, and kicked. I read that, and I thought about several years ago. One morning... in our old house, back in our bedroom, the curtain had fell down. I'd been getting fussed at about fixing it, so one morning before I went to work, I thought, I'll fix this curtain. I've got just a minute. And I got up on the bed and got my hammer and all that stuff and got that curtain and I got that rod and I got it all put back up over that window. And I thought, well, I'm going to make sure it's straight. So I stepped back to see if it was straight. And about that time, something hit me upside the head. I stepped right back into a ceiling fan. And I thought, what is that? And the next one got me. And it knocked me plumb off the bed, and I fell down between the wall and the bed, and about that time, Desi come walking in the bedroom, and just as she walked in, the curtain fell down. And she says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I was fixing the curtain." She said, "You didn't do a very good job." Sometimes life's like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just knocks you around. And that's what the psalmist is saying here. I was brought low. I was knocked down. I was kicked. I was pounced on. I was just beat to death. I was brought low. You know, sometimes the old saying was that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. But that's not always true. I want to be fair with you.
Right.
As that commercial sometimes says, life comes at you fast. You know, we live minute to minute. I guess we could really say we live second to second. You never know what's coming at you, do you?
Right.
I mean, you never know. From 1 second, from 1 minute to the next. When Kevin was about 11 or 12 years old, he went to work with me one day, and I went up to into Tishomingo County, and I was working in some medical clinics up there, putting in a new system. And along over in the afternoon, we'd gotten through, and we were coming back, and we got down through Belmont and Golden, and just passed down through Golden there. And we were meeting log trucks. They were just coming at us. And just as I went through the intersection, the next thing I know, I'm turning round and around in the road. A lady had come through the stop sign and hit me. Fortunately, there wasn't anything coming, and we finally got stopped. We were safe. Nothing was hurt but the vehicles. You know, you stop and think. When you get in your automobile and you leave to go home today, you never know what's going to happen. Might not ever see us again. Life comes at us fast, folks.
Yeah.
Second to second, minute to minute, you don't know what's going to happen in the next moment of your life. I don't either. But whatever does happen, you see, one phone call, just one phone call today can totally disrupt your life. Sometimes you feel like you take one step forward and two steps back. And you see, the only thing that can really lift you is the Lord. Kind of got that way yesterday for some things. And I sat down and the Lord directed me to a verse of Scripture, and I'd like to share it with you this morning. It's very simple. But when you begin to get knocked down in life, things begin to hit you. Listen to what the Lord said. 2 Peter chapter 1. He said, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, and to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to virtue, or to glory and virtue. Now listen to what he said. Whereby are given unto us. Whereby are given unto us. Not a select group of people, not just somebody in the Old Testament, but somebody today. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Romans 4:21 says that what God has promised, he's also able to perform. You see, I find today that the only place I can get lifted is from the Word of God. I find that when I begin to study the Word today, that the Lord begins to lift me up and get me out of those states that sometimes I get into. You see, he's always with us. I thought about Brother Mays Jackson, and he told me one time that he was in this church and he was preaching, and said after the service that he preached on the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, and this little smart-aleck boy came up to him and said, you preachers always get them three boys out of that furnace. Why you leave Jesus in there? Brother May said, real simple, son. The Lord may put me in there in a little while. I want him waiting on me when I get there. He's always with us, folks. And he'll lift you up no matter what comes at you. Look into his word. He'll do that for you. But not only does he listen to us, and not only does he lift us this morning, but he also lavishes us. Verses 7 and 9, he said, in verse 7 he said, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. I'm glad he deals bountifully with thee, Dave. Gives me everything I need. And see, the Lord is good and gracious, and he loads us with benefits, and, you know, benefits are something extra. I'm glad God gives extra today. I used to go to a place called Smith's Catering over in Tupelo, eat lunch sometime, and Jim and I forgot his brother's name now. Two brothers, they ran it. And man, I'd usually get there just a little bit after everybody else had cleared out. They'd fix that plate. Boy, they'd just keep putting it on there, and I'd go over and sit down, and a little while Jim would walk over there, and he'd say, got something extra for you. He'd bring me a barbecue, some barbecue, or a piece of cake, banana pudding. He'd bring something extra and give to me. I'm glad the Lord gives us something extra, folks. I'm glad he don't just give us one thing, but he loads us with benefits. This morning we're living in a dog-eat-dog world, and I think you know that. People, as I said, looking for peace in every direction. Let me ask you this morning. Are you worn and weary? Hurting and haunting and hassled and hurried? We can be at rest today simply in the mercy of Christ. The Lord's been good to us. Sometimes we are frenzied and fearful, and we don't know which way to turn. We're scared and we're stressed out and damaged and dismayed and discouraged and depressed. The world is marred by sin. And there's still going to be struggles and strife. There's always going to be backache and heartache and grief. But there's still perfect peace to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 16 that I've told you these things so that you might have peace in the world. In the world you'll have trouble, but take heart. Be of good courage and be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. He's listening for you this morning. He wants to lift you up and lavish you with extra benefits. I love the Lord. Do you today?
Amen.
He's listening for you this morning. Do you need to call upon him for salvation? For whatever need is in your life, he's listening for you. He wants to lift you up and lavish you this morning. Lord, if we could stand together, Brother Ellis, if you and Teresa could come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple and very brief message. You did it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. For that one today here that needs to call upon you, Lord, I pray that this will be the time and the hour. I know you can lift us up and you'll lavish us today. Thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, amen.